About 20 years ago, a natural disaster destroyed the heart of the small eastern Washington town of Palouse. To save it, determined residents came up with a plan: transform their real-life ghost town into a lucrative once-a-year fright fest. Correspondent Anna King reports on an unusual case of volunteer spirits.
In the City of Palouse Council Chambers, Sharon White and Brenda Brown are trying to get their hair just right. They're dressing up like zombies for a night out on the town.
Here, let me spray and then you pick.
Townspeople are prepping for volunteer roles as ghosts, ghouls, and dead children. Their annual Halloween fundraiser started after a devastating flood damaged the town's sidewalks and gutted the buildings on Main Street. Haunted Palouse took up the slack after the grants and insurance money ran out. Janet Barstow is one of the founding volunteers.
We've got new playground equipment at the playground and the community center and the skate park. FFA is dear to my heart. They get funding every year.
$25 buys admission to two haunted houses and a dark hayride through the woods. Inside the old jail and fire station, black plastic and wooden beams create a labyrinth of dark rooms. And a masked clown acts as the bellhop in an elevator to nowhere. Outside the plastic walls is Mike Milano, another founder. He's tending to hidden pulleys that open and shut doors behind terrified visitors. It's so intense at Haunted Palouse that children under 12 aren't allowed to attend.
Local kids here in Palouse, they just wait and wait and wait for that 12th birthday so they can come and go through the haunted house. And after a few times through, they start asking when they can help and come decorate and come scare. So we have generations of kids that come help out here.
Over the years, Haunted Palouse has raised more than $650,000. Washington State University historian Robert Franklin has spent a lot of time exploring small, struggling towns in the inland Northwest.
You saw a lot of faded glory and opportunity.
But he says Palouse is different. It's become a bedroom community for nearby college towns. There are shops downtown, a busy restaurant, all of which make money during Haunted Palouse.
Palouse is bucking the trend. Many of the towns around it, they're becoming more and more marginalized, and many people leave them or have left them to seek greener pastures elsewhere.
Town librarian Bev Pierce says Haunted Palouse is a time when people get to know their neighbors. Farmers, university professors, retirees, conservatives, and liberals all work side by side to build disturbing sets.
Just talking about our everyday lives at the end of the day when we're done building for the day, it's just, it's really brought me a lot closer to people that I probably wouldn't have interacted this close with here in Palouse.
In recent years, the fundraiser brought in enough money to build a new community center. This year's proceeds are expected to pay off that mortgage. Janet Barstow says Haunted Palouse has now become a large part of the town's identity. And hers.
It's really, it makes you proud of Palouse that we can do this.
After 18 years, she and other key volunteers are retiring. But Haunted Palouse will always welcome fresh blood. I'm Anna King in Palouse, Washington.